already on the phone right now is author Chris White. Her new book, The Life List of Adrian Mandrick, a novel, is out on Tuesday, April 17th from Touchstone. It's one of the best books of 2018 by the Chicago Review of Books for First Novels. And early reviews, Library Journal says an intense poignant debut. The author is an award-winning playwright and screenwriter, deftly pulled out all the stops in this swift and disturbing dramatic look at confronting fear and personal failures. Chicago Review of Books, an immensely affecting observation of human nature and foibles. Kirkus Reviews, Publishers Weekly, Vermilion, Flycatcher Magazine, and so on. There's so many great reviews. Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on, Mark.
Oh, you're welcome. I really enjoyed this book. This character is of Adrian is unlike anybody I think I've read, and I read a lot. I've probably read about 100 books already this year. I've talked to about 60 authors now in the last 4 months, and I don't know if I've read a character like Adrian in quite a while.
Wow, that really means a lot. Tell me what you mean.
Well, he had problems. When he was a kid, his parents separated, and he grew up loving birds. And then when he got to adult age, he got, you know, he seemed to have it all. He has the wife, the
right.
Two kids, a good paying job. He's a little, you know, he's estranged from his mom and his brother, but he seems to have it all. But behind the man, he doesn't have it all. He's got a problem with drugs. He's still doing his bird searching, but there's something that's been bothering him in the back of his mind from his childhood. And instead of reaching out to his wife and saying this is what's going on or getting help, he suppressed it. But now it's coming back to confront him, and not in a good way.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy. It's easy to dislike him at certain moments, I know. But he's also, I think, someone that many of us can relate to. I mean, whatever ways we numb ourselves to the things that are right in front of us that we need to be looking at. I don't know, and sort of globally, you know, in a planetary sense, there's sort of a theme of environmentalism in the book as well, and the ways in which we sort of numb out to the realities and sort of keep blasting forward, you know. There's a lot of forgiveness in the book, I think, as well, ultimately, and I hope some humor to kind of keep some of those deeper themes a little less intense, but he's an interesting guy.
And it's easy for me and you to say, yeah, when you read the book, you're thinking, why isn't this guy getting help? Why isn't he reaching out? And it's easy to say that, but for people that are in that situation, it seems like it's the easiest thing to do, but it's not really the easiest thing to do sometimes. And he was numbing himself. And his wife kept saying, you know, asking him if there's something going on. And he didn't want to confide in her for whatever reason.
Yeah. I think she thinks he can handle this thing, you know, he keeps blasting forward.
Yeah. So. And the thing that he had going for him, I mean, he loves his kids and he loves his wife, but the birds are what almost are the only thing that keeps him sane in his life.
Exactly. I mean, I think they're the things that sort of lead him to himself, even though they're a part of what's kind of keeping him distracted. They're also sort of his salvation in the end.
And he thinks one thing and then learns another, and we're not going to give away any spoilers, but there's some good twists by the end of the book that kind of brings it all full circle.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I've learned not to give away spoilers, so it's the worst thing you can do.
Appreciate that.
How did you research? Are you a bird person? Because you talk about a lot of birds. Are all these? I'm assuming all these birds are legitimate birds that you talk about. Because I'm not familiar with birds at all.
Yes, they are legitimate birds. I would not call myself a legitimate birder. I mean, I got the idea for this book by talking to a stranger on a plane, who told me a story of a high level birder who took his wife with him on a trip to go search for a certain bird. They stopped to get gas, and he left her in the gas station, forgot all about her.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know, it really resonated with me on a lot of levels. And that's how it came to be. So all of the things that I had to learn and research about birds were new to me. And I got to work with some amazing people, including Larry Balch, who's the previous president of the American Birding Association, who had one of the top life lists in North America, and others who really helped me out. And I spent a lot of time trying to get that world right. I hope I've done a decent job of it.
And a lot of people are bird enthusiasts. There was a book that came out last year, and I forget the actor's name. He was on Pretty Little Liars. He wrote his life story, but part of his life story was he's really into birds. And he talked all about his fascination for doing exactly what Adrian did in the book. And looking at birds, taking his friends and looking for rare birds. And he writes all about it, interspersed with his life in Hollywood and growing up and working on the TV show. So it really is fascinating.
It really is a rather large community of people. I mean, I love birds. You know, and I've done some birding, of course, as I've been writing this book, and I look forward to doing more. But yeah, it's really a whole world of people who are very sort of open-hearted and exacting and sometimes obsessive, and a very interesting mix of characteristics. And they've been a great group of people to get engaged with here over the last few years.
One of my neighbors, they always, every morning at like 7 a.m., she's out there throwing the bird seed, filling up her bird feeders, and she loves to just sit there, especially when the weather's nice. She leaves her door open, and she just watches the birds. And every time I go to visit, because she has a couple of dogs, and I have my dog, and they play, and she'll be like, look at that, there's a robin. Hey, there's a hawk. There's a blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, how do you know all these birds? She's like, it's just fascinating to sit here and watch
them.
It's
amazing.
Yeah, and she's telling me how the hawks will swoop down and take the little baby birds from their, you know, when they're down there eating. I'm like, birds eat other birds? And she goes, the hawks do.
It's amazing how much some of these folks know. And, you know, just by sound alone, you know, they can tell which bird they're hearing. And, some of them have seen. Of course, when birders, Adrian is a North American region birder. But of course, worldwide birders, sometimes the numbers of birds that they see over the course of their life are just staggering. So it's a beautiful meditative practice, I think, for a lot of folks.
And the other thing I really like about your book, The Life List of Adrian Mandrick, is that it's only 265 pages. It's not a long read. And the chapters are easy to read. The printing, this is one of my major things when reading books. There's not a lot of words on each page, and the printing is so easy to read that I appreciate that. And that, you know, the way it's either edited or the way you guys decided to, to make the book. But it's not a hard read.
Good. That's good. And it's a beautiful font. I mean, Touchstone has done such a beautiful job with the book in all respects. But it is. I do better with books that are not terribly, terribly long myself. I think, it's a very readable length.
I love the cover, too, of the bird. Did you get a choice of, did they send you a few different covers to approve, or did they just pick the cover and say, this is one we're going to use?
The way, of course, every author is, one of their worst fears is that they're going to get a cover that they can't relate to, you know, or that they feel doesn't really deeply relate to the book. And in Touchstone's case, they gave me opportunity to send ideas, you know, both sort of graphically speaking and verbally about the cover. And the next thing I knew, this cover came in. I didn't have a moment's hesitation. I was thrilled. I loved it. We all loved it. And so I got very lucky there. Some very talented people over there.
Now, I'm reading your bio, and you're a writer. Are you an actress as well?
I used to be. I started out as an actor, in college. My undergraduate degree was in theater, and then I did some acting. I did some singing, and then started writing plays initially, and were a number of years, and still working on plays, and then went back to graduate school at NYU. And got a degree in dramatic writing, which was, in my case, focusing on screenwriting and playwriting, and then started teaching at DePaul University in Indiana, which is where I live now, and have been sort of working on fiction throughout a number of years. And so, yeah, I made a film a couple of years ago, a short 23-minute film. I'm just a little bit, that's just the way I work. I get a lot of energy from different genres and sort of get to bring what I learned from one into the next. And it's an exciting process. Now, I'm working on a second novel now, but I love working in all those genres.
Can you tease what the next novel is going to be about?
Oh, I wish I could.
Okay.
I'm so in the middle of it, and it's so tender and chaotic at the same time that, yeah, I'm not quite ready to talk about it yet, but it feels a little dangerous to me, I'll say that. And exciting and nerve-wracking. I just got back from a research trip for it, and I'm excited about it. That much I can say.
This is your first novel. Did you get a lot of rejections, or did you get interest right away from book companies?
Well, I mean, I worked on it a long time. It started out as a whole different book. It actually started out from the wife's perspective, from Adrian's wife's perspective, and went through all kinds of chaotic changes. Adrian's story just kind of took over, and it began to feel like I needed to, on a sort of deeper personal level, I really needed to understand him better. And try to sort of walk in his shoes. So, that happened. And then, I did work a long time to try to get this book out there, to try to get the right agent. And then my agent worked really hard and finally, Touchstone showed up, and, Lara Blackman, who's my amazing editor. And it's just been sort of, very, very smooth and very, very positive relationship. I feel very lucky both with my agent, Tim Wojcik, and also my editor in Touchstone. So.
And then are you going out and doing any a book tour for the book?
I'm doing some traveling, a lot of it around, some of it around the area here in Indiana and Ohio and Kentucky. And then I'm doing a New York arm of the trip. I'm going to be at NYU Bookstore, actually, and then going up to Woodstock at Golden Notebook. And all that stuff is actually online. And I'm looking forward to doing a little bit of traveling here very soon.
At chriswhitewriter.com for all your appearances.
Exactly.
And then you said you're a creative writing teacher still at DePaul University.
I'm a full professor at DePaul University. I'm sorry, what were you going
to
ask?
I was going to say, are you giving the book to your class as an assignment and let them write critiques just to see what they have to say?
You must buy this book, I say to them. No, it's not too cool to do that, actually. I got to try to. I mean, if they ask me questions, I'm certainly going to answer it, but I probably won't assign my own book. But I am doing a reading there. I'm excited in the fall. The timing of this is a little late in the semester for them for this semester, but I'm looking forward to doing a nice reading there in the fall and having my students there. And it's an exciting time.
Well, it would be nice if any of your students do pick up the book and just, want to meet with you and discuss it and just give their opinions, good or bad.
Oh,
That would be a nice
time. I sure hope so. Yeah, that would be awesome. I would love to talk to any of them about the book.
Wait until after the semester's over so it doesn't influence their grade. No, I'm just kidding.
Exactly. I'm sorry, you don't like the book? Oh. It's going to be a C- on that.
Well, hey, Chris White, congratulations on the novel. Again, it comes out on April 17th from Touchstone, The Life List of Adrian Mandrick, your first novel. Hopefully the weather, you said you're in Indiana and you're getting a storm right now. It's moving across to the Northeast. Hopefully this will be the last one and you'll finally get some nice weather for the next 6 months or so. It's been enough snow
up
there.
That sounds pretty good right about now, I'll tell you. Thank you so much, Mark. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. And I look forward to the next book. You thinking maybe about this time next year?
Boy, that would be great. That would be great.
Well, get to writing.
I'll work hard.
Get to writing, okay, if you snowed in right now.
Okay, I will.
All right, Chris
Take
White.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.